It's 4:44, and this is 90.7 WFAE, 63 degrees in Charlotte. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. The report card is out on how the nation, states, and some urban school districts have done over the past 2 years, and not much has changed. The National Assessment of Education Progress, or NAEP, test results released today show students made little progress in math and reading over the past 2 years. Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools officials say the percentage of proficient students here exceeded national, state, and large cities numbers in some areas, but not by much. With me to talk about the report is WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn. Gwen, the NAEP test is given to a sampling of students nationwide every 2 years. How did the state and CMS do?
Let's start with the fourth graders. In math, CMS outpaced the state and nation with 46% of its students at or above proficiency, but 2 years ago, that number was 51%. Now, in reading, 39% of students statewide are at or above proficiency compared to 35% nationally. CMS hit the 40% mark here, but that's about the same as it's been over the past few years. It also means that 60% of the district's students are still struggling. Here's what Frank Barnes, the district's chief accountability officer, had to say about the reading scores.
We recognize that 40% is unacceptable and flat performance is not acceptable. We recognize that when we look at peer districts and even the country, we're outperforming the national average, the state average, in most large cities. But we're not satisfied with how we measure against other districts. We're not near where we want to be or need to be.
Gwen, did eighth graders do any better on the NAEP test?
Their scores are pretty flat as well, although Charlotte has been at the top for large cities in math over the last 2 years, with about 41% of students at or proficient. That beats the national and state averages, but the CMS numbers are still low.
What about eighth graders and reading? Any gains there?
Actually, in reading, only 30% are at or above proficiency. Both the state and national averages were higher, but not by much.
And does this report look at gaps in terms of race and economics? And was there any narrowing in that regard?
CMS officials told us that the gaps are still there, with whites and higher-income students of all races being proficient at rates of 50% or more, and low-income students, mostly of color, averaging in the low 20% range.
And, Gwen, did CMS offer any suggestions on how they plan to improve these test scores?
They say the results are not surprising to them and reflect their own data. Barnes says the strategic plan they are developing will include ways to try and provide all schools with the same resources, and even talked about a pay raise to attract and keep high-quality teachers.
Our initial budget proposal, which we'll be presenting to our school board on Wednesday, a set of investments we will believe that will help put better tools in the hands of our teachers, as well as be asking for a pay increase to be able to retain our most highly effective teachers and attract better teachers to share their skills with our students here in Charlotte-Mecklenburg.
Barnes did not say how much of a pay raise they will ask the board and county to approve. He also said subpar teachers will be given time to improve and grow, but if they do not, he raised the possibility of firings.
All right, Gwen, thanks for the update. That's WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn.
Thank you.